Now, the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News with Seth Mila, news with Chris Connolly, sports with Tom King, and the Newsline 9 forecast with Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
All right, let's see if we can raise a little bit more money for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. We have $368 in the fund to date, thanks to the contributors, our contestants, and our great sponsors, John J. Bitkin Funeral Home. We've got Marth Wood Shavings. We've got the Young Drug Store, and of course, Interim Healthcare, and the John J. Bitkin Funeral Home. Did I mention him already?
You did.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
We died twice.
Good enough to mention twice. Okay, on the phone with us is Jeff. Jeff is an expert in movies and movie studios, so he feels qualified. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, it's Friday, man. You should have a little more enthusiasm than that.
How much money do we have in this pot now?
We have $368.
Because you guys weren't keeping track from vacation.
No.
You were, but you didn't know what the old number was while I was gone. So I totaled up. Yes, I was getting nervous.
Good.
Under budget. We're probably going to play Honor Flight Trivia for at least another week.
Okay.
Maybe a little longer.
All right. Until we hit that magic number and the boss goes, okay, you're out of money. All right, Jeff, the first question is pretty simple. It's true or false. You got a 50-50 shot. At any time that you feel you need to use a lifeline, you've got one, and you can choose myself, Tom, or Chris at any time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
True or false? Hot tub, and by the way, the subject matter, of course, is MGM Studios.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hot Tub Time Machine, one of Tom's favorites.
Yeah.
Was the last movie that MGM released before filing for bankruptcy true or false?
I'm going to say true on that one.
You go for true? You are correct, sir.
That movie was so good, they're making a sequel.
Yes, they are.
Lower budget.
What have they got to lose? They're already bankrupt. All right, the multiple guess segment. This is worth $3 for the fund. What is the name of the MGM lion?
Roars before each movie, right.
Leo, Fang, Sabretooth, or the lion actually has no name at all?
I'm going to go with A, Leo.
You're going to go with Leo?
Oh, very good.
Excellent. You are two for two, my friend. Okay, here comes the big money question. It's worth $20, and you have to know it, or you can go to your lifeline. What MGM movie had more than 100 horses killed during production? What MGM movie had more than 100 horses killed during production?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with Dances with Wolves. I'm not sure that's a MGM movie or not. But
have you ever been to a chariot race?
Oh, yes, that's a very good clue. Excellent clue, sir.
So let's go with Ben Hur, then.
I think that's an excellent decision. Congratulations, yes. All right, and Jeff, because you get all three questions correct, you are now...
Something good will happen somewhere.
We're going to go in and have a heart-to-heart conversation with the prize troll. I've got all your information, and we'll see if we can't send you something really nice. How about that?
That'd be fine. I'm just glad I was able to do $25 for the honor. That's a great cause.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing the game. Have a great rest of your day. All right. So let's take a look at what happened on this day throughout history as we fire up, that's right, the Wayback Machine. 149 years ago in 1865, genius William Shepard of New York City.
New York City?
Patented liquid soap.
Liquid soap?
Liquid soap.
They needed a lot to clean up from the Civil War, I suppose, right?
It'll never catch on. We like it at a bar, kind of caked together.
Put that outside.
You know,
wait till it dries.
It was probably a mistake. They were probably trying to make soap that solidified into a bar, and it didn't. And they said, hey, you know, this works too. Look
just
at this.
Just not congealing like we want it to here.
You know, in 25 years, when they invent the pump, we can actually use this. 112 years ago, in 1902, Theodore Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to ride in an automobile. You were there and saw that, weren't you? 30 years ago in 1984, the very last VW Rabbit rolled off the assembly line.
We had a rabbit back in the day.
Did you really?
A red one, yeah.
They were kind of cool.
They were kind of cool.
The one I wanted was the Thing.
The Thing.
Remember the Thing?
That was kind of weird.
That was a funky car, man. I wanted one of those. It floated, didn't it?
I believe it did.
I think it floated. I think that's the only reason why I really wanted it. Okay. So here are your trivial facts for Friday. Go buy the water coolers, stand around, not only look good, but sound good, and yes, impress the hot chick from accounting. Pretty much no one starts smoking after they're 26 years old. Statistics show that only 1.5% of smokers in the United States start in their mid-20s or later.
That's fascinating. If we can get you through high school and college without having that habit, you're probably never going to.
It is. It has been illegal to play pinball in Oakland, California for the past 80 years. The city council just lifted the ban.
Wow. The game of the devil, I tell you.
You can listen to The Who, right? Pinball Wizard, but you can't play the game. The most expensive hot dog in the world costs how much?
$250.
Ooh, no. Way too expensive.
What would the most expensive hot dog in the world be made from?
You get it at a restaurant called The Dougie Dog in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it is soaked in 100-year-old cognac, ugh, fried in truffle oil, covered in lobster and Kobe beef.
It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
$100.
$100. That's exactly right.
That doesn't sound good at all.
It does not sound tasty.
You know, hot dogs at the ballpark are getting close to that price these days.
Can you put ketchup on a hot dog like that? Hey, this is a great $100 dog.
You're going to put ketchup on lobster and Kobe beef?
Yoga clothes are now more popular than yoga itself. That's a big surprise. The number of people doing yoga went up 4.5% in 2013. The amount of yoga clothes sales went up 45%.
Yeah, well, look at all the people that are wearing track suits, too, and not running track. You know?
Hey, were you talking about what's wrong with wearing a track suit? Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with wearing a track suit.
Put that on and wear my big gold chains.
Very
impressive that way.
Hey. All right, and here we go. This is the one that's going to stun your brain. Are you ready? For the state of Texas to have the same population density as the city of New York, every single person in the world would have to live there.
We got lots of wide open spaces in the Lone Star State.
In order for it to be the same population density as New York City, every person in the world would have to live in the state of Texas. That's a mind bender right there. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be back.
I think it's easier to stay in shape now than it used to be. Really, because it used to be you had to not eat all your favorite food. Now they just make your favorite food out of stuff that's good for you. I saw ham made out of turkey. Isn't that crazy? The pigs are pissed. What? Then right next to it, turkey made out of tofu called tofurkey. Right, I don't know what it tastes like, but it's kind of weird that they would do that. And right next to that, tofurkey ham. I swear to God. I swear. My point is, if you can engineer food that much, why do it with ham? We can already get ham. Why not something that's illegal? I don't know, like turkey polar bear, something cool like that. You'd have to try it. Hey, what's in your rainforest BLT? Bacon, lettuce, and tofangatang. Yeah. If you want something lighter, try the tofunky. It's not gross.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.